And good morning. Coming up on 10 minutes before 8 a.m. Central, 9 Eastern, I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. One of the stars of the London Olympics in July was the women's swimming team, and one of the stars of that team was WKU swimmer Claire Donahue. Claire came back home with a gold medal as part of one of their relay teams, and she's back in Bowling Green now, and Claire Donahue joins us live in the studio now. Claire, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You realize, like, for the rest of your life now, you're going to be introduced as Olympic gold medal winning Claire Donahue, right?
Yeah, I know. It feels very weird for every time someone says that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Actually, you brought your gold medal with you. I got to say, it's pretty impressive. It's an impressive thing. What are you going to do with the medal? Where are you going to keep it?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I'm kind of keeping it close by for now, just because going to different places where people want to see it. And then I guess I'll decide later. You know, a lot of people will keep them in their sock drawers or keep them in a safe. So there's a lot of different options, I think.
You know, a lot of work, obviously, going into the Olympics, a lot of pressure on you. Overall, was the Olympic experience fun?
Oh, yeah. When I went into, you know, the trials and the Olympics, one of the things I made sure I was doing was staying relaxed and having fun. And even the veterans, Olympic veterans, told us, you know, it is the Olympics, but it's still just a meet. And with that, I mean, one of my favorite things about swimming is racing. And there's so many things that we got to do. I mean, I got to go to France. And then when we went to London, there were so many things, just like the racing and the people and the venues. I mean, everything, like every single day there was something new and something exciting. I mean, I felt like a little kid running around.
Yeah, did it all feel like a whirlwind to you?
Oh, yeah. Even coming back, like everything, looking back on the past 2 months, it's been just amazing. And it still kind of continues, being able to speak at different schools and go different places. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's been over a month now since the London Games wrapped up. And you spent some of that time for some well-earned rest back home in Lenoir City, Tennessee. What kind of homecoming was that for you?
Yeah, that was really cool. I didn't actually get very, very much rest, but it was a lot of fun. I got back and, you know, they were very, you know, supportive. And I actually came back on the airplane and got a police escort ride home. So that was nice. And then just like everybody's been so excited for me and what I've done and excited for my future as well. And it's not just Lenoir City. It's, you know, the entire Knoxville and East Tennessee and Tennessee. And there's just so many people that have been so supportive. And it's been awesome to see their response to everything.
Oh, imagine. I know your dad manages the Huck Finn Catfish Restaurant in Pigeon Forge. I bet they were all besides themselves at the restaurant.
Yeah, they actually named a dish after me, the fish and chips. It's the Claire Donahue special. So that was pretty cool.
All right. Excellent. So that's every bit as impressive as the gold medal.
Yeah.
Now, refresh our memory. You didn't actually swim in the gold medal winning relay, right? But you sure helped them get there.
Yeah. The way that works, the U.S. is so stacked. 90% of the time, what they do is they have four swimmers in the morning and then four different swimmers in finals. So I swam the prelims race with three different girls and raced. And all we had to do is get into the finals. And each one of us had an amazing race, very close to our best times. And then when the finals came up, there were four different girls swimming, and we got to watch it, which was, you know, it's very exciting to be able to swim it and get that gold. But it was very different, but also exciting to be able to watch our teammates and ourselves kind of get that gold.
In a way, I imagine it's a lot harder watching it and not being able to do anything about it, right?
Yeah, like my hands were tight the entire time, you know, cheering really loud. And yeah, you're like wanting to, like, you're like trying to make them go faster. It's kind of funny. But yeah, we were all really excited when they touched the wall. It's like, it's a very different feeling. Being able to watch it opposed to swim it.
Oh my God. That second one, when you finally realized we won, that must have just been unbelievable.
Oh yeah. You know, I sat intentionally next to one of the girls that I swam in the relay with, and we were like hugging afterwards. We were like, oh my gosh. And then, you know, looked up and looked for the other girls, and one of them was crying, and it was just a very emotional and a very exciting time. And then when they actually presented the medals to us, it was like, oh my gosh, like this moment.
And, yeah, I'll bet.
You know, it's you know, my goal was to go to the Olympics, and then to be able to get a gold medal was just amazing.
Oh, I can imagine. You touched on it there a second, that the camaraderie on the team seemed very real and very genuine, like you're all friends and all rooting for each other.
Yeah, oh, it definitely was. I mean, you know, people will say, you know, this is the closest a team's ever been or something like that. But it did. It felt very close. I mean, we're with each other for, you know, about a month. So in a few weeks, a little over 2 weeks before we actually race, and, you know, we're eating with each other, hanging out together all the time. So, you know, you get really close, and not just on a, oh, what's your best stroke kind of level, a very deep level. And I love that. I mean, it created like a family, and that's one of my favorite parts about swimming as well. And so, you know, I came out of that meet not just with a gold medal and being an Olympian, but with a lot of new friends.
That's great. You've been in contact with any of them since?
Or? Oh, yeah. A lot of us, still talk to each other. You know, there's different events that we have going on in the in a few months together. So, you know, we're excited to see each other, talking about what we're going to do when we see each other, those sorts of things.
Well, that's, again, you're leading right into my next question. Your future in swimming, obviously the Olympics are 4 years away still. And but in the meantime, you're going to continue competitive swimming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the Olympics is definitely a long-term goal of mine, but I have so many other meets and so many other goals that I want to succeed at. Like, we have a meet in Istanbul, Turkey in December that a lot of the same people will be at. So I'm really excited about that and be able to see them. And, you know, every 6 months there's another big meet coming up, and I'll go to a lot of different ones. So in between those 6 months. So
I'm planning on Olympics again in 2016?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to try for Rio 2016 in 4 years, and a lot of hard work and a lot of time, but I definitely want to do it.
Now, since you've been back in Bowling Green, you've spoken to students at a local elementary school, and you'll be speaking to WKU's freshman assembly later this afternoon.
Yeah.
What do you tell them, the students and young people?
Yeah, well, I've come so far and done so much with hard work, and I want people, you know, kids and adults, anybody, to know that it is possible. And I mean, you know, I've been dreaming of going to the Olympics since I was in middle school and elementary school, and wanting this for so long. And with hard work and with that drive and that passion for what you do, you can do anything. And it doesn't matter who you are.
You don't talk to them just about sports, but about
whatever
they choose to do in life.
Yeah, I mean, even with school, you know, I wasn't the best student, and I struggled. And I mean, with anybody, whether it be school or music or art or whatever they choose to do, whether it be their job, I mean, if they want to excel or if they want to be better, I mean, that's how you get better, is to practice or do your homework or, you know, learn more about whatever you're doing.
You did a lot of homework in the pool.
Swimming a lot.
You're the first ever WKU athlete to win a gold for an American team at the Summer Olympics. Did you feel any extra added pressure for that, or extra pride when you were out there? Did you bring the WKU family to London with you?
Yeah, not necessarily pressure, because, you know, I've kind of worked on those sorts of things, relaxing and things like that, really staying in control of my emotions. But when people responded to how I did, that was such a good feeling. And then to be able to finish, not just for USA, but for WKU, that was something special, because they are so excited for me, and I'm so excited to be able to represent WKU well, and just the community as well, community of Bowling Green.
Well, they sure put them on the map, that's for sure. Claire, again, congratulations.
Thank
it's
you so
exciting,
much.
And thanks for coming in this morning. Continued success, and we'll be following your career as you go on.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
You
coming up on 8 a.m. Central, 9 Eastern time, we'll be right back with our look at state and regional news right after this.